Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein Online. It's Wednesday, September 5th, 2007. The only September 5th, 2007 in the history of humanity. Let's make it a great one. Welcome in on this third night of the summer pledge drive of the Gospel Revolution. So happy to have you with us. I'm coming to you live from northern Wisconsin. I don't know where you're listening from. I see the very lovely and talented Fritz Richter outside my window here from St. Germain, Wisconsin. Do we have Michael Williams from Houston, Texas on the line? Michael?
Yes.
How are you?
I am here.
So happy to hear you this evening.
It's a delight to hear you, Glenn.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It's a beautiful thing.
Not that we ever have a chance to talk, but it's just nice to hear your voice.
Always.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming to you from northern Wisconsin. Michael Williams is coming to you from Houston, Texans. Houston Texans? That's a football team, you know, Michael.
Houston Texans.
Did you know that?
I wouldn't have a clue.
That's a beautiful thing. The Houston Texans are a football team, Michael. They play in your city. And the
well, there's a lot of things going here I don't know about.
I understand, but the players there, they make multiple millions of dollars a year. You understand this? So the average person that would be listening to this webcast, wherever they are around the world, would be wondering, with multimillionaires right within your vicinity, why aren't you going out and soliciting money from them?
I don't solicit money.
Oh, that's right, I do.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is night number three of Summer Pledge Drive of thegospelrevolution.com. Our entire goal for the 21 days that we've been doing this, or are going to be doing this, is to raise $7,500. I know that doesn't sound like much, and it's not. But for us, that pays the bills for the next 90 days. So we're asking you to participate in tonight by logging on to gospelrevolution.com. You click on donations and do your best. That's all we're asking is for you to do your best. For $100 or more, you'll receive the brand new, spanking new CD, Dead to Sin. Postage paid, totally free. We need contributions tonight. Our goal of $7,500 is about $3,500 short right now. And frankly, Michael, the last time we talked, we were well short of that. But then we got an email from Hong Kong.
Yes, we did.
They came through for us big time, didn't they?
Big time. Yeah, and it's also good just to know that that we're reaching people all around the world, but we're gathering supporters now from one of our friends from Hong Kong, which really, really did a good job in stepping up. That was for sure.
The gentleman, and I'm going to bring it up on my computer momentarily to give you his exact name, donated $500 and then pledged, was it $200 or $300 a month?
$200 a month.
$200 a month.
Which took our total up $2,900 for the pledge drive.
Correct. So we're at about $4,000 for the entire pledge drive, which means we need $3,500 tonight. And we do have, we got Patrick back in the studio in Tampa. Pat, do we have the third line available yet?
It's still being worked on right now.
It's still being worked on, so he's working on that. We've got a special guest coming up later on in the webcast. You want to be sure you stay tuned for that. We have Rory Napton, who's going to be coming on with us in a matter of moments, who is the drummer of the group Midnight Claire. And Rory is quite a character. And we hope that... what, Mikey?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping Patrick can jerry-rig the third line that we can get him on with us.
I can get off of this line and he can use it.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
We'll work it out.
Because you know what happens, Michael, at the end of this life?
What happens at the end of this life, Glenn?
We die.
Is that what happens?
Yep, that's guaranteed.
No more webcast?
Well, there might be a webcast. I'm not going to be hosting it anymore. But we think that there's something good at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen. We're pretty convinced, based on our study of the scriptures, the study of the New Testament writings, that there's something very profound that happens when we're done breathing. But the bottom line is, whether that is true or not, because that's what faith is. Faith is not 100% surety. Faith is, there's a little bit of doubt in faith, isn't there?
I think always. That's the reason that the one man responded to Jesus and said, "I do believe, but help my unbelief." And I think that's one of the most comforting things that a person can come to, is to know that unbelief is a part of faith.
No doubt. Now, interestingly enough, and I love when the stuff like this happens, I go out for breakfast this morning at about 6:30 this morning, and I pick up the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And here, sure enough, is an article about Mother Teresa and her writings, which just came out in a new book called Mother Teresa, Come Be My Light. This is based on her 66 years of her correspondence with God. Now here are some of this is Mother Teresa, ladies and gentlemen. This is what she says, Michael. "The silence and emptiness is so great," she wrote this in 1979, "that I look and do not see, listen and do not hear. I am told God loves me," she wrote in an undated letter, "and yet the reality of darkness and coldness and emptiness is so great that nothing touches my soul. You know," I said, "you could have given her a sign. Would that have killed you?" This is the author in this article.
Wow.
Mother Teresa, Michael, did not sense the presence of God for that entire ministry that she had in Calcutta, India, when she was dealing with the poorest of the poor, sacrificing more than any person could possibly sacrifice. She literally gave up her life for the cause of Christ, and yet she had absolutely no sense of Christ in her life because she was under religion.
Well, at least she didn't have it during the time she was writing that letter, for sure.
No, the article goes on. You beautiful humans, you can get the book. I mean, Mother Teresa was under complete deception. I mean, she must have had some experience at some part of her life. Like so many of the people that are listening to us right now, Michael, they've had some experience. And they, like I did, when I was 25, I had an experience with God. I experienced the forgiveness of God, the love of God, and then I was sucked immediately into religion. Fortunately, somebody gave me a Mike Williams tape about, I don't know, 12 or 13 years ago. But apparently nobody got any Mike Williams tapes from Mother Teresa in India, because she spent her entire life in the religious trap that so many people are caught in right now. And this is why we're having the summer pledge drive.
Yes.
Nobody makes money from you guys contributing to this effort. Michael, this just pays our bills. That's the bottom line.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and we're just about ready to break the surfaces that we are paying the bills. It's with the increase, with the the people that are listening and joining up with us. We've really had really great response. We're lagging behind as far as our goals are concerned, but we've been on a steady increase, and I really do think that people are going to step up and stop and realize, that this gospel that has affected their lives really does need to affect others. I've had so many experiences with people giving reasons, most none of them to me directly, but it's like there's people who say that that they agree with the message, but they just can't support the ministry because I am a gay man. And it's like
you're gay.
Yeah.
You're happy?
I am very happy.
You know what? That's it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm off this webcast right now. I'm through.
Fuck it all. Forget it.
Michael, you know how crazy that is?
Well, yeah. You know, it really is crazy because...
I mean it would be like saying, if I was proclaiming on any level, let's say for the sake of argument, that somebody is really a strong supporter of George W. Bush, just for the sake of argument, okay? They like his message. They like the way he delivers this message. Why that would be, I have no idea. But let's just say for the sake of argument. And then somehow they find out that George W. Bush likes to have sex doggy style. But the people were raised saying you can't have sex from behind. You must have sex in missionary position. Always man on top, always woman on bottom. Now, this is not ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen, because we're finding out as we have for decades now, about our public officials' private lives, as we just have from Larry Craig, the senator from Idaho. Let's just say, Michael, for the sake of argument, we find out that George Bush actually likes to have sex from behind. And it would be like saying, I cannot no longer support this message, which I supported previously, because of the way you engage in sexual activity. Is that feasible? Is that practical? Is that even possible?
Well, of course, with the religious folks, that they certainly would stop supporting him for sure. But you know, the thing of it is with the ministry, leaving George Bush behind here, with the ministry, you know, it really doesn't make any difference. You know, I am who I am with or without people's money. The only difference here is whether or not your dollars are going to help other people hear the message. This is not a support Mike Williams thing. It is support the ministry of the gospel going out to other people. And we really do have a lot of people who are stepping up to plate. But Glenn, we have more people who say boldly with their mouths that this gospel has transformed their existence on planet Earth, and they do nothing. And that's just a shame, you know? No shame between them and God, but shame on you. Because it's like hypocritical to say that I learned something that transformed my life, but I really don't care if anybody else hears it or not. I'm going to take this freedom and I'm going to enjoy life. Which everyone is free to do. But stop and think a moment. My gosh, what are we doing here? And, I mean, there's so many people who are contributing almost their life's blood to trying to get this out, and we have people who are financially capable of stepping up to the plate here, and they're not doing it. So we just really want you to stop and think. You know, if this gospel has been of a benefit to you, please don't shrink back into an oblivion and forget the rest of the planet. I mean, if the gospel is good enough to set you free, isn't it good enough to set somebody else free? And the fact of it is, without finances, there's very little we can do.
We certainly couldn't have phone lines. We certainly couldn't communicate right now with the rest of the world, which we're doing as we speak. And I want to
know. We're paying right now for the installation of the updated equipment and stuff.
Exactly.
So we still are making payments on the updated equipment.
So we can communicate with you people, let alone people that have never understood the concept of the righteousness and the love of God. But let me just break in here at about 9:15 Eastern time, as we're coming to you live with the Glenn Klein Online webcast, thegospelrevolution.com Summer Pledge Drive. This is how you do it. You go to gospelrevolution.com, you click on donations, and you make your best pledge possible. For $100 or more, we send you a free CD called Dead to Sin. And for anything less than that, we are so thankful for that. We need your contributions. We're also looking for people to commit to monthly donations whatever you can afford. Now, there's one thing to say, Michael, that we want the rest of the world to hear it, but how about if nobody else heard it, but it dramatically transformed somebody's individual life? That alone is worth contributing to. And you've told me so many times about multimillionaires that you've been standing in their living rooms or talking to them at a restaurant, and tears would be running down their face. And they would say, Michael, this message that you have delivered to me has transformed. My life was saved. My life will never be the same. And yet, you don't get dime, even though they've committed to you verbally that they are going to be giving into this effort, you never hear from them again. That's just the reality, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, absolutely.
How many times has that happened to you, Michael?
Oh, my goodness. More times than I can count, actually, that's for sure. And, you know, you know, we're not saying this to shame anyone. This is just a wake-up call.
It's just the truth. You know, some people can't handle the truth, kind of like
Tom
Cruise said to Jack Nicholson.
And, you know, and then I have people that come up to me and tell me, well, Mike, you know, we would have supported you. We just didn't know that you had the need. And it's like, okay, I'm going to get off of that square, whatever I was doing.
You know,
that's the reason we're saying this much more clearly now than what we were before.
Somebody told me this yesterday who listens to the webcast on a regular basis. They got in touch with me, and they said, because you and I seem like we got our act together, that finances were no problem, which I found that interesting in and of itself.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more, you know, I make my living communicating. I don't know how much better we can communicate that we need your help. But they said, and they've listened to many webcasts, and they said, I had no idea that you guys really needed the money that badly. Folks, you are the lifeblood of this effort. The monthly giving
you get,
the $10, the $20 a month, the $50, whatever it is, you guys are the lifeblood of this thing. And Michael and I and many other people have done our level best to keep this thing going. But if your life has been changed tonight, we're asking you to go to gospelrevolution.com, click on donations, and just make your best effort possible. We're giving you a free CD for $100 or more. And then just email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com and let us know what you either are going to do or that what you've done so that we can count it towards the goal of $7,500. That's it. I mean, so many things are in the news, Michael, about ministers and politicians. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, and we're looking for $7,500 over the next 21 days, actually over the next 7 days. Now we're at about $4,000, give or take a few pennies. We need about $3,500 in the next 7 days. If you're listening to the archive after Wednesday night, if you click on to gospelrevolution.com and make your donation, and then email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com, your contribution will be counted towards that goal. And you will get the free CD. And I know a lot of people, Michael, that are listening to us right now, maybe if you have some challenges getting some of the teachings or CDs that they were in the past, but just...
Glenn, pardon the interruption. I just want to let you know we have the third line up.
Sweet. So now, folks, you can call at 1-800-436-3260 and get online with us as well. We have three lines tonight. I'm coming to you from northern Wisconsin, as I said earlier. Michael's in Houston, Texas, and wherever you call us from tonight, you will be online with us tonight. 1-800-436-3260. That was Patrick Jones. I don't know that his voice has ever been on the webcast.
That was Patrick's voice for the very first time.
It's a nice voice.
It is.
He's a handsome young man. So we're waiting to hear from you at 1-800-436-3260. 1-800-436-3260, or you can email us whatever you're going to do, or with any questions you have tonight, at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. That's webcast@gospelrevolution.com. Now, last week, Michael, you were in Tampa, as was I, on Tuesday night, and then we ran the show from Tuesday night on Wednesday night, And Richard Mull, our good friend from Southern California, who's also a big Chicago Cubs fan, I might add, donated $100 to the Gospel Revolution, which we really appreciate, Richard. Thank you very much. And that was that was counted towards the total. And then we heard from Greg Ambergy in Ohio, who had some questions. And Greg's contributed quite a bit from Kings Mills, Ohio. And that was awesome to hear from him. And then we heard this message from Lee Lau. Thank you, Mike and Glenn, for your teaching and proclamation of the gospel of peace and grace, which has indeed freed me. I heard from the August 29th archive from Pastor Joseph Prince, from whom I learned a great deal about grace, peace, rest, and Jesus in the last 10 months. His message and teaching kickstarted me further into a further pursuit of the truth, leading me to thegospelrevolution.com and Michael's teachings. I have listened to all of the available teachings from Mike on the internet in the last month. I really thank Daddy God for his love and for my salvation. Oh. In other words, he says, the continual renewing of my mind and saving of the soul. And for the entire world's redemption, the finished work of Jesus. I concur with Pastor John Adair that Mike is indeed the best teacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who also taught Pastor Joseph Prince before. Thank you, Mike. I have quit going to church for one month now. I shall pledge a monthly giving of $200 in U.S. starting at the end of next month and a one-time giving of $500 through my credit card right now. That's from Lee Lau from Hong Kong, China.
Thank you, Lee.
That was nice. How about that? That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. You know, and the thing that a lot of people don't realize is that the amount of grace and peace that is being taught in the world today. When I first started getting the understanding of the message that we teach, I went to the bookstore to look for a book on grace. There was none. There was none. This was back in the 80s, in 1983, I remember. I walked into the bookstore, and there were none. I couldn't find them. And so since then, we've started sharing, and there are so many ministries around the planet who have picked up the message of grace and peace. They won't go as far as what we're teaching, but they're teaching grace to the world much more now than ever was before 20 years ago when we first started, being public about what the grace of God really was and declaring, the very first time I declared the gospel of peace that God was not mad with anybody was in 1983. It was the very first time I'd never heard. I'd looked and looked and looked for the gospel of peace because I had studied it for 5 years and never found one single human being teaching the gospel of peace. Nobody. And now it is a doctrine that has gotten into the mainline church, even though that does not taught greater degrees, but there's a lot, even though there's still the great judgment preachers out there, people are hearing grace and peace. And it just was, and so many of those ministries, such as Joseph Prince, who would call me in, like, the Nicodemus story, you know, and asking questions, listening to tapes, and wanting to know more, and I've never spoken in his church, never seen him face to face, but we spent hours on the phone, and now you see him all the time, and of course he mixes the message with the Word of Faith message, but he is declaring the gospel of peace and the gospel of grace.
This is the problem, Michael, is that
Glenn, just to give you an update, we have Rory on the line if you'd like to take that call whenever it's convenient.
That's a beautiful thing. Let's do that right now.
Okay. Give me one moment to get him on the air.
Don't keep Rory waiting.
No, we're not going to keep Rory waiting. That was Patrick Jones, ladies and gentlemen. This is Glenn Klein online. We're talking with Michael Williams, the GospelRevolution.com president. the third night of the summer pledge drive. Email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. The email's up and running. The phone lines are up and running. And we're looking for your pledges tonight and your comments and questions at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. Rory, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
There he is, Rory Napton, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Rory Napton, a midnight clear. Rory, how are you?
Yay, Rory.
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you so much. This is a great thrill. It's one of those moments we call in the studio red light fever, when an artist gets in the studio and you practice it as perfect. As soon as the record light red comes on, you get fever and freeze up. But I just feel really at home with Michael and you, Glenn, and it's just so exciting. You just have so much to say and want to say, but what I'll do is leave a little air time for you guys to continue on. I'm so enjoying it.
Well, Rory is the spokesman and the drummer of the band Midnight Clear, based out of Georgia. And Rory, you came across Michael Williams a number of years ago, and we're going to talk about the band momentarily, but explain to us what your first exposure, I hate to use that word exposure, but nonetheless, your first exposure to Michael was, and specifically the message of the gospel of grace and peace.
Well, the first time I saw Michael, he was actually preaching absolutely brilliantly, as most of the churches do. Michael has a deliverance that is just loved and is just so successful no matter what he says. But inside, all of us have a feeling that what we're doing, is there's something wrong with it. I met Michael back when he was preaching what the church preaches, and just fell in love with what he has to say, and I invited him over to the house. I said, Michael, I'm going to cook for you, you know, and I put a big meal on the table with artichokes and all kind of weird stuff because, you know, I heard Michael might have been gay, you know, and laid out a spread and he looks at it.
Wait.
I can't.
Wait, before we had any idea of the gospel revolution.
And
you presented a gay meal because you thought he was gay?
Well, no, I just wanted to impress him. I'm a gourmet. It wasn't because he was gay, actually.
Well, no, that's what you just said to me. Now, if that's true, that's awesome.
Well, you know,
that's what Jesus would do. WWJD, what would Jesus do? If Jesus has a gay guy to his house, he's going to put on a gay meal. You know what I'm saying?
When I was a much younger musician, even though I am straight, that I would go to all the gay parties because they're the ones that had the good time. They were
right.
Dancing.
They're gay. That's how you get known as gay.
And of course, what you know, on my line here, it's a little difficult to hear y'all. So you're gonna. So when you need to get something in, just say, "All right, gotta say something." But anyway, we had the just the best times, and I heard Michael was once, and I knew that he probably may have come from that lifestyle. It was probably part of his, you know, testimony, but it was, I laid this spread out. I mean, I'm talking about artichokes piled up looking like a Christmas tree. You know what I'm saying? And he came over, it's like, oh, Rory, no way I'm going to touch that. My God, if it's on meat potatoes. And I said, oh, God, George. But he accepted so brilliantly, and then I played him the song I did, and he went to church and really, really lifted me up. And this is back before we had any realization of the gospel revolution. I kind of call it a season of when pigs could talk and no one ever heard of pork chops, you know.
Right on, right on.
But anyway, a time came. Are y'all still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, great, great. What happened is Michael was on the road and teaching, and our church just grew really, really big. And I was on the worship team. I'd been there probably 10 years or so. And one day the pastor came up to me and basically said that we're requiring all of the worship team to sign this contract. It basically said you will not sin. The priority of your prayer will be for growth of the church. You will tithe, that the pastor is the final word of God, and he is your authority, and on and on and on, and you had to sign it to stay on the worship team. Well, it just bothered my soul so badly, because I come home from church every Sunday, and I'll tell Joyce, I says, I don't sometimes hear these little words from God people have, but all I feel in my soul every Sunday, I tell my wife Joyce that I just feel the word is, let my people go. Let my people go. And I said, and so I questioned signing that contract. I says, I went to the pastor. I said, I just cannot sign this contract because I don't understand it. It wasn't the word that I originally fell in love with when I was first born again. My heart didn't feel the love that we experienced when we first became aware of Jesus and his goodness. And it was the next Sunday that I was used as a punching bag, I guess. It was made evident that as soon as I did not sign the contract, that he was no longer my pastor, and I was pretty much asked to leave.
That was probably the best thing that ever happened to you, Rory.
Oh, yeah.
I was asked to leave before you were, Rory.
Of course, everybody thought I was going to, be smited by the devil, and my wife and I moved up to the mountains where I live now, and people would call me once a week, Rory, are you still alive? I go, oh, yeah, and I'm feeling better every day. And, but still, I wanted to, there was a teacher much earlier that wasn't quite there. His name was Juan Carlos Ortiz, that when I had the original word, it was so close to what Mike teaches that I always wanted to keep that in my heart. And when the word didn't line up with the gospel revolution, you know, that it always bothered my soul. It's something that we knew inside was true. We could never put words on, you know. And, of course, once someone gets the gospel revolution, there's just no way to go back. There's just no way to go left or right. You go forward. And, or people may call it standing still. But anyway, I was really kind of up here a little bit lost, but feeling better. And a friend of mine said, hey, listen, you got to hear what Mike Williams is into. He can't go to the churches because he's kind of admitted he's gay. And I'm going, well, I don't see a problem with that. And let me listen to some tapes. And I said, oh, God, this is great. So I sought out Mike Williams and just kept listening to his tapes. And it was just so brilliant. And I still have the series on the high priest with the book of Hebrews burned so deep into my soul. There's just no words for it. You all know that. And then I had Mike Williams come to the house and preach a few little living rooms up here and give people the word. And it's just, it's one of those things that that I'm one of those, and I want to tell all the people out there that this is so important, because you know how Scripture comes alive to us where it never did before. The Scripture that says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, will have fellowship with one another. That means in the gospel, I really don't feel any shame or guilt for things that I've done in the past or that I've done wrong, or I don't mind unless it's just absolutely not prudent with business and nobody. I just have no secret places in me anymore that I'm ashamed of, because we're walking in the light. No longer is judgment from the church going to be passed on us. You know, and in that, I can say, with in the natural, a broken heart, but also with the total reality that I was one of those that Mike Williams put my life on a path that I'm able to do what I do now, my wife and myself. And it's one of those things that I just assumed he's the Arnold Schwarzenegger of the gospel, for God's sake, you know. And all, it's just one of the things, even though you tell people the gospel, every chance you say that I was one of those that did not support him. And like I should have, and I assure you that is going to stop. And it's just an awareness. I don't know what it is, you know. It's one of those things. But anyway, I'm just so glad that we can walk in the light and we can share our heart. And Mike can say, yes, I'm gay. Well, yes, I this and I'm bad. It doesn't matter. What we have is one another with our faults, with the righteousness of Christ, with grace. And we have the right now, because of the blood of Christ, to love all men. When Jesus came to was born, the angel said, you know, peace on earth and goodwill towards men. There is now peace between God and man, and we have the right now to love all men just as they are. We
Amen.
Have one another.
Amen. We're talking with Rory Napton tonight and Michael Williams. Michael, of course, is the president of the Gospel Revolution. Rory is the spokesman and the lead drummer of Midnight Clear, a band that is in the middle of the Battle of the Bands on CBS television in the United States. We'll be talking about that momentarily. This is Glenn Klein online. And since, Mike, you know, often, because just out of necessity, we talk about your sexuality. And that's just the way it is. That's just the reality of it. But I have to confess tonight, I'm going to come before the worldwide audience of this webcast, and I'm going to confess my sexuality tonight. I not only enjoy sex, but I enjoy it in many different positions other than the missionary style. I like it from behind. I like it from the side. I like it from standing up. I like it from sitting down. Does that trouble you, ladies and gentlemen? Because that is the reality of so many people have hesitated on supporting the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ that they received from Michael, because somehow, some way, whether Michael told them or not, or they heard from somebody else, they read it on the website or whatever, they found out that Michael enjoys sex in a little different way than they might. Now, this last week we found out that a senator from Idaho enjoys sex, or maybe apparently he doesn't enjoy it, but he does it in a different way, certainly than I would. Now, I'm in northern Wisconsin for right now, beautiful humans. And I went through the Minneapolis airport to get to where I am right now, where Larry Craig was entrapped by the Minneapolis police. And Michael, don't you know that thought crossed my mind as I was going to the bathroom in the Minneapolis airport? I thought, what a horrible existence to have to sneak into a place like this to experience the beauty of sexuality, which God gave men and women. And it's so burning in my heart to say these issues, whether we like chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream, whether we like rock and roll or country, whether we like sports or Broadway musicals, whether we like fiction or nonfiction, it don't mean a thing to God. But everything has been encapsulated in one statement: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Michael, what is so difficult about people grasping that concept that everybody has their own direction, everybody has their own proclivities and their own tastes and their own leanings, but the message of the gospel is not affected whether we like to have facial hair or have our ears pierced or have tattoos on, or whether women wear dresses down to their ankles, or whether we wear bikinis? What is so difficult about that? I don't understand that anymore.
Well, of course, and there's so many that, it's just a big issue for them, and I think it's because of a lack of knowing the opinion of God. And that is the thing that cuts through all of this, you know, it doesn't make any difference what it is. The one thing that cuts through is that, we really are not trying to formulate an opinion of God. We have embraced God's opinion, not only of myself and us, but for the entire world. And it's what makes these issues non-issues. It doesn't make them non-issues. It doesn't make illegal behavior a non-issue, but it makes certainly people's personal preferences and their orientations are it's irrelevant. But even what is illegal is irrelevant in the relationship pertaining to God, because God doesn't have to look at even his own laws, much less man's laws, to determine whether or not the sacrifice of Jesus was good enough. And when we began to separate people and deny the work of the gospel through Jesus Christ because of someone's behavior, this has been the problem all these years, is that we are trying to weigh the benefit of the cross against man's morality. And morality is definitely on a sliding scale on every part of the world. It does wherever you are, as to what is, you know, taboo to one is normal to somebody else, and would never be embraced by our culture, and our culture would never be embraced by many others, and causing them to become believers isn't going to change their culture. But that's been the focus of Christianity. With Crusaders, it's been the whole focus was morality and people changing to gain merit and favor with God. And that's why the gospel has been obscured for all these years.
Exactly. You know, I think it is a factor of what any given society considers moral, because that's one of the hardest things to break through to people, I think, when trying to understand the gospel, is that to God, it's all the same. Back in the day, ladies and gentlemen, we used to consider men and women who held other men and women in slavery as moral good Christians, because that's what the society said. But I loved how you said that, Michael, a sliding scale. It is a sliding scale, and the scale changes. And I heard somebody on, I don't know if it was Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, it was one of the conservative talk shows, and they asked him a question about Larry Craig, and they said that if you would have known Larry Craig was gay, would you have voted for him in his last election run, which was in 2002? And the guy was honest. This was a conservative. He sounded like a Christian right-wing conservative, and this is what the guy said. He said, back then, I wouldn't have. But my opinion has changed now. Now I'm just interested in what his political positions are. And I thought, oh, my God, if we're breaking through to a guy who is clearly a right-wing Christian conservative, and now the guy doesn't even care what happens in this guy's bedroom, positive things are happening, and the sliding scale, it's sliding in the right direction.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, even his the interview that they did with Craig's son was actually really good. And they made it very clear that if their father was gay, that is quite all right with them. They are two adopted children, evidently, from what I got from the article. And they said that...
Well, he and his wife never had children. He adopted... Yeah. Her children from a previous marriage. He never had kids himself.
Yes, that's right.
So, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that we're all adopted, according to the Bible, that there's only one begotten. And so we're all grafted in by a choice that our parent made. And I have an adopted daughter, so I understand that process. And once you're... that's very interesting, Michael. I did not hear that. That his adopted children were more accepting of their father than his political allies apparently were.
Oh absolutely. They made it very clear for sure. Let's see, Glenn, I was just getting online here and checking my own email, and it looks as though we've had a $100 contribution come in, and let me see if I can figure out who this was from. I know it just came in.
Well, while you're doing that, Roy, are you still with us?
I sure am. I wanted to mention, once again, your voices are so faint over this phone that I certainly don't want to steal all any of the airways, but my daughter... was suicidal for many years in the church. She was gay, and when she understood the gospel revolution, her life was just changed.
How old was she, Rory, when that happened?
I'm sorry?
How old was she when she heard the gospel?
Right at about 33 years old.
Wow.
And And now she is actually a professor at one of the big Georgia schools, and she has a child, and she is so happy, and she and I just work daily on a regular basis. There's just no separation between my daughter and myself because of what religion tried to do to us, just like there's no separation now between me and my God because of the gospel. And it's just watching that happen is just there's just no words for it.
Well, we want to remind everybody that you're listening to the third and final night of the GospelRevolution.com Summer Pledge Drive, and we're encouraging you to email us at webcast@GospelRevolution.com. Whether you are listening live on this Wednesday night, September 5th, or on the archive, all your contributions tonight will be counted towards our $7,500 goal as we try to raise the, as we will, in the name of Joshua. That's actually Jesus' name, Yeshua, Hebrew, Joshua. It means salvation, ladies and gentlemen. In the name of Joshua, we will raise the $7,500 to pay the bills and move this thing forward during these 21 days. We've got 7 days left. Regardless of when you're listening to this, between September 5th and the 12th, your contributions will count towards that $7,500 goal. We're also trying to raise 21 people who have never contributed on a monthly basis, and you can let us know what you're doing right now by emailing us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. Just simply go to the website at gospelrevolution.com and click on donations, make your best gift possible, and for $100 or more, you will receive the free CD, Postage Paid, Dead to Sin. And the profound nature of that statement will be realized when you hear that CD, that you are dead to sin and what that means. It doesn't mean that you can't drink or smoke or chew or hang around with girls that do. It means that you will never be separated from God again in your mind. You never were separated from God in the first place. You just didn't know about it. But now we've got a CD called Dead to Sin that is yours, free and postage paid, with your contribution, which in the United States is tax deductible, but wherever you're listening from will make you feel good about contributing to this effort. And just let us know what you're doing tonight at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. We're talking with Rory Napton, the drummer and the spokesman of the band Midnight Care. Just stay logged on because you're going to find out what that's all about. But Mikey, do you have that $100 contribution and who that
came
from?
Yes, we have a contribution in from Timothy Hightower for $100. Yay, Timothy.
Way to go, Tim.
Yes,
Mikey,
yeah,
thank you very much.
Go ahead.
So,
fun challenge coming up. It's going to be really fun and interesting.
We love those challenges. You know, this whole concept is based on public radio's pledge drives every quarter that you hear. And they always have challenges. You know, if you give this so much, it'll be doubled. Right now, Rory, why don't you give the challenge that you had in mind, and we'll see how people respond as we continue on this process.
Well, first of all, to understand the challenge, I just need to tell you that I live in a little town in North Georgia. We probably have maybe about 3,500 people in it. My band, Midnight Clear, was selected out of tens of thousands of tapes to represent Georgia and the South in the CBS Early Show Living Room Live Battle of the Bands. You can go on CBS and kind of click Midnight Clear and look at it. We'll go into that a little bit. But out of on the first runoff, it's kind of like an American Idol thing, you know, but it's for bands on the you know, CBS Early Show. And on the first round, my band won with over 49% of the vote. And the way people vote is
that's more than George Bush won the president.
Showing on Monday, they can vote from 9 a.m. all the way to Wednesday noon, nonstop. Now, in asking for help in this vote, several things. A, it's a love of mine. I love doing it, and yes, I want to win. Secondly, when you hear about the vote, one thing you can be assured of is that for the rest of my life, no matter where
I go or what I do, I will be telling people about the gospel. That is without a doubt. But I would really love for my band to win. And we're kind of like David up against Goliath, because we're from a couple of small communities on the North Georgia Mountain, and there's some bands that are in this contest on the early show from New York and Los Angeles. And the first runoff round is playoff round comes this Monday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for those living around the world. You can actually vote from anywhere in the world. You go to does everybody have a paper and pencil out there?
First of all, Roy, this is being archived, so people can re-listen to this, but where do we go? Because we can re-listen.
Okay, what you do to vote at 9 a.m., you go to www.cbsnews.com. And when their webpage comes up, there's a navigational headline up top that says click here, click there. At that point, you click on the early show. Mm-hmm. When the early show comes up, you just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a ballot box on the left. And there'll be three bands. One of them is Midnight Clear, and you just highlight that and click submit. Now, right after you click submit, a little pop-up is going to come from CBS that says thank you for voting. What you do is X out that pop-up, and just move your mouse over an inch and hit submit again. You can go back and forth. CBS actually encourages to vote as much as you can. And we found out people can vote several hundred times easily, 500-600 times an hour. And with that, you know, one thing I know when I spoke to Michael, that with the people out there knowing the gospel revolution, with your help, we can win this thing. Just keep clicking. And if we win this round, which is you can vote from 9 a.m. Eastern Standard all the way to Wednesday noon, you know, the final round is the following Monday, where we're up against two bands, and then we win it. We get to play on the, you know, New York morning show and all that kind of stuff. But I really need your vote. But I've got an interesting challenge right here.
Rory, hold on.
Yes.
Hold on for a second. I got to get back to the show, okay?
Okay.
Before we want to get into the challenge. But you're telling me that people can vote an unlimited number of times for Midnight Clear at CBSNews.com.
Absolutely. We asked Tammy about that, the producer, and she said we encourage people to vote as much as they can.
Can you hear me?
Rory?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can now.
Did you hear the question?
People can vote as often as they can. CBS does encourage that.
And they can vote from around the world?
Absolutely.
But
China.
Can they vote before Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time in the United States?
No, you have to start at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The ballot box will come up and stay up till Wednesday noon.
Okay, so folks, regardless of when you are hearing this webcast, that is Monday, September 10th, 2007, the only Monday, September 10th, 2007, in the history of humanity. One of the things you must put on your day planner is at 9 o'clock Eastern Time in the United States, wherever you're listening from, is to log on to, is it CBSNews.com?
Yes, CBSNews.com.
Okay. You go on there after 9 o'clock Eastern Time in the United States on Monday, and then 9 a.m., right?
Right.
And then until Wednesday at what time?
Noon.
So Wednesday at noon Eastern Time in the United States. If you're listening to us in the Middle East, that's about 6 o'clock in the evening. If you're listening to us to China, that's about midnight. Go on there and just keep clicking on Midnight Clear. Time it. Just dual task. You guys do it all day long anyway. Just keep dual tasking. Whatever else you're doing, just keep voting for Midnight Clear over and over and over again. Now, recently, Rory, in my little hometown of Brandon, Florida, we did the same thing for my little tanning place called the Sun Bar, and we did the same thing for my wife's real estate practice, Dawn Klein Real Estate. And guess what? We both won.
Yay!
So, see, now this is not left up to the Supreme Court of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, the ones that have the most votes will win. And we want Rory and Midnight Clear to win this thing. Michael, am I communicating well enough?
You're doing very well.
Okay, thank you. In the same way that we want Rory to win and his band Midnight Clear to win, we want you guys to contribute to this effort known as thegospelrevolution.com. We don't know how better to do that. You've gotten the hard copy newsletter. You've heard the webcast. You've heard Michael in person. You've heard the CDs. You've heard the tapes. Tonight is night three of the summer pledge drive. We're looking for $7,500 since we started this 2 weeks ago. This is night number three. I know $75 doesn't sound like a lot, but when we first started this in the winter pledge drive, that was our first one, two seasons ago, we were at $2,500. We met that goal. People thought, oh my God, that's such a little bit. But for us, it was huge because we had nothing even comparable coming in at that point. Then we were challenged, and we went to $5,000, and we met that goal. Tonight, when we started this thing, we were at about $4,000 for the last 14 days. We're looking for $3,500 more to come in to meet our goal for the next 21 days in this effort. This will help pay the bills for the next 3 months. We will not be asking you for this again until the late autumn season. But this is the time to step up to the plate and give what you can. Based on your experience with the gospel, based on the impact that it has had on your heart, it's very simple to do. Just go on to the gospelrevolution.com webpage, gospelrevolution, one word, .com, click on donations, and do your best, whether it's $5, $10, $50, $100. For a $100 or more pledge, you will get free and postage paid the new CD, Dead to Sin. That will be coming to you. And I know some of you people have not gotten some of the CDs that either that you've ordered before or that came from other pledges. We've got that rectified because Michael's got all the equipment down in Houston now. And somebody will be supervising this right under Michael's direct supervision. Everything up until this point has been done by volunteer basis. But Michael's got the church there at the Freedom Worship Center, where John Adair's the pastor, where Michael teaches. Things are coming together. This is not the time to back away. This is the time to press forward. We need your help. Just like we're specifically asking you to go at 9 o'clock Eastern time until noon on Wednesday next week to vote for Midnight Clear on CBSNews.com for Rory's band. We're asking. I don't know how to make it more clear. We are asking for your contribution, whatever dollar amount that you can afford, that you can give from your heart to this effort. We're asking you tonight to do that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Georgia, the United States of America, Rory Napton from Midnight Clear Band, who has been dramatically impacted by the gospel, just like Michael has, just like I have, just like you have, is going to make a challenge. Rory?
Well, this challenge is, we know people listening out there would have family and friends, whether they're into the gospel or not, you can ask your friends and family and downline to help. And that is, of course, I'm going to start a challenge with, I know I'm going to vote at least 100 hours, so I'm going to put $100 in the kitty right away. But for every hour that you and your friends are able to vote for Midnight Clear, that we're going to up that $1 per hour up to $1,000 for the next 2 weeks. And it's okay to fudge and say, yeah, it was only 2 hours. We're in the gospel. You can say, I voted five, or if we had 20, 30 hours, we want Mike to be blessed. But anyway, the thing is, you may know, this may sound like a lot. My wife, in the 51 hours, she voted actually 31 hours of it. But if you have 15 friends that can vote an hour a day, that's $30. It can jump right up to the $1,000 right away. And then we also have people open to giving pledges for every hour that comes in that's voted. people vote well beyond the $1,000. And this will be for next week, as well as if we win that, with your help, I think we will, and then also for the following week, so we can raise $2,000 in the next 2 weeks or more. And it'll be a fun challenge. One thing we know when someone knows when you're in the gospel revolution and understand the gospel, just by talking to someone, you have a special thing. You know they either have it or they don't. But I would really appreciate your vote. That's on www.cbsnews.com, and then click on the early show, scroll down to Midnight Clear, submit, and go back from the pop-up back and forth to submit. And if you'll just send Glenn, Glenn Klein, a quick email, say, listen, around here we actually voted 75 hours or 10 hours or 15 hours, then we will make that challenge good up to $1,000 for both weeks. And maybe people, if we get beyond that, people can send a challenge and beyond that. It kind of makes helping us fun and raises money for Micah. I know you'd help me anyway because you love me, because I love you, and I need the votes. And let me tell you what, my band is not dorky. It is well worth it. It's a great band. It's just a little challenge, and I appreciate it. Y'all can get online with the Gospel Revolution or with Glenn Klein and just give a little tally there. I have an idea that we will get at least 1,000 hours each week.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Hold on for 1 second, Rory. Hey, Patrick, can you hear me? Patrick Jones is our executive producer and engineer back in the studio.
Yes,
Pat, are you with me? Can you get on microphone?
Yes, I am.
All right, I can't hear you real good.
Okay. What's going on?
All right. Do you hear what's going on? That we need to get a lot of people voting at cbsnews.com on Monday morning at 9 o'clock?
Yes, I've been listening to that, and I'm trying to come up with my own solution for possibly swinging the vote.
Okay. We want to swing the vote. That's exactly what we want to do. All right, you hear that, Rory?
Well, swinging the vote for you guys.
No, wait, Rory. Patrick, who is the executive engineer and producer of this broadcast that you just heard, that guy is a computer genius. You heard his voice in the distance there on the microphone in the studios.
Yes,
he will figure this out. Anybody who wants to know exactly how to do this the most effective way. Now, we already heard from Rory that CBS News wants as many votes as possible, regardless if you vote multiple times. Now, by the way, Rory, do you know why they want to do that?
I'll
tell you right now. Right now, I'll tell you why. Because CBS News is in third place, and CBS Early Morning Show is in third place, and they want to show as many votes as humanly possible to come into this effort. Now, this is a big thing that they put together. They want as many people participating as often as, we used to have a saying in Chicago where I grew up, where Mayor Daley, the father of the current mayor of Chicago, ruled the roost for so many years. Vote early and vote often. That was the saying in Chicago. And, of course, we know the history of the Chicago voting machine there, the political machine known as the Democrat Party in the city of Chicago. Well, that wasn't cool what happened there, although it still worked. But this is completely legitimate, ladies and gentlemen. Rory, how many votes did you get when you got 49% of the vote out of seven bands? How many votes did you get?
Actually, they did. They wouldn't release that information to us. We know that in our town, in our neighborhood, in our town, that we can account for probably 50,000 votes, because you actually can get a system down to vote 500-600 times an hour by clicking back and forth, and with one person. But we do have some stiff competition. But the thing that makes this so much fun is that I call it my brother on the other coast. I want to tell you about that sometime next week. The people in the Gospel Revolution are going to swing this for me.
There's no doubt about it. Now, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that George W. Bush became president of the United States for 8 years because he had 435 more votes than Al Gore in the state of Florida, with hanging chads and swinging chads and dimpled chads. That was 435. We have thousands of people, thousands and thousands listening right now, either live or on the archive. And this is what's going to make the difference for Rory Napton and Midnight Clear. And then we're asking you to also make the difference in our last night of the Summer Pledge Drive for thegospelrevolution.com. We've got about 25 minutes left. Rory, we're going to be in touch. We're going to do another interview on Glenn Klein Online next week, and we're going to find out by what percentage you won this next round on Monday from 9 until noon on Wednesday. And we'll talk to you after that, after Wednesday, and we'll figure out exactly what we need to make sure that you win the whole. There's one more round after this one, right? Rory? Yellow. There's one more round after this one, this Monday?
Yeah, this is a finalist round, and then we go up against the two bands that won the finalist and the other one. So we're going up against two bands this Monday, then we go up against two bands the following Monday. And,
all right.
This is just so much fun.
Yeah, we're having fun, and thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Well, listen, love to every one of y'all, and you know, I just can't wait to see y'all in the future. We'll be around touring somewhere, you know, if it's meant to happen, and which I think it is. And you just say, I heard you on the Gospel Revolution. I voted for you, and by golly, I'll do whatever it takes to get you backstage, give you a hug, and to spread the word together. But anyway, Michael, thank you so much. Glenn, thank you so much. I'm going to hang up now and let y'all finish up. And
thank you, Rory. We really appreciate you. We've had a good relationship all these years, and I appreciate you and your wife. And we really wanted to get behind your effort here and put you over the top on this.
I know it's going to happen, and you want to know something? It just makes it so much more worth it to know that this little miracle has happened, that you all are allowing this, and not only that, just being part of it, and it's just little things like this along the way that come together in this gospel. There's just no words for it. I'm just speechless right now, but just God bless every one of y'all. Love you a whole lot, and I'll see you in the plan. Okay?
Thanks, Rory.
Thanks, Rory.
Our love.
That's Rory Napton, ladies and gentlemen, of the band Midnight Clear, calling us from Georgia. Michael Williams in Houston, Texas. This is Glenn Klein Online in Eagle River, Wisconsin. How good was that, Mikey?
Very good. Yeah, Rory is a good guy. We've had a good friendship for many years and come along in the gospel. And, you know, when others, you know, finally heard the news that I had come out and was not hiding the fact of my sexuality, and as the gospel was progressing, Rory was one of the few from the past who didn't close the door. He said, "I want to have Mike here," and he did, and he invited me into his home, and I was got to share the redemption of the world, and he and his wife embraced it, and many of the other people that were there, some of them got upset, and some of them were thinking about it. Some of them got in fights, and there was everything across the board. But the one thing that I know is that we've had great time there, and it's been really awesome that that Rory's been on board with the gospel. I've gone with Rory to hear him play in little clubs and stuff like that in years past, and let me tell you, he shares the gospel everywhere he goes, and anytime I walked in the door, he just let everybody know that I was his hero, and that was it, you know. So always made me feel very welcome, always has been very gracious and kind, and at times when others, especially from that church, you know, and especially the pastor, was so harsh and so hurtful in so many ways. Rory and his wife, when they found out, did just the opposite to what everyone else did.
Well, let's. You've told me this story previously, Michael, but we didn't get to it with Rory. And you heard him play the drums at church when you were just starting to share the gospel of grace and peace for Christians. In other words, if you accepted Christ, then you were good to go with God no matter what.
Right.
And at some point, he kind of started getting into the story about how he was condemned by his pastor and whatever. And at some point, he said he would never play the drums again, because if you were to play any other song other than a so-called gospel song, then you were going to hell.
Yes.
And what happened with all that?
Well, I mean, it was just the legalism that was in the church. And I remember when I was there, I like everyone else could hear, was that Rory was talented beyond belief, that it was almost supernatural the way that he played his drums. And I recognized that, like I said, as most anyone did. But I actually got Rory into trouble because I did acknowledge that. The pastor introduced me, and I was so impressed with the spirit with which he was playing, not just the skill, but actually the spirit with which he played. And so after they turned the service over to me, I really felt in my heart that the only thing that I was supposed to do is invite Rory back up to just play a drum solo and let it rip. And I'm telling you, the impact on the people's lives, you talk about having church, they had church. And people's lives were touched by him playing the drums. And I know that the pastor was upset. He was upset with me for because Rory was on if I remember right, was still in his probationary period and all of this. And I had drawn him to the forefront, and I wasn't supposed to do that. And I got in trouble for doing that. And I think Rory got in trouble, too, because he became a threat when the... when people recognized that there was something very special on Roy's life in playing those drums.
It's a classic story of legalism and those that have been at any level of leadership or around leadership in the church can completely relate to that story. We started doing, at our church in Wisconsin, that we belong to, we started doing a Passover dinner. And we started it with, just in our home, we had, maybe 12 people, Michael. And then by the time we had 200 people in a hotel in central Wisconsin, that's when it got the pastor's attention, because he knew we were drawing a crowd.
Right.
Soon after that, they ordained me as a minister. And then we had a Passover in the church that drew about 500 people. And after that, they brought me under disciplinary action. And just as the story that Rory told, I mean, they brought us in, and they told us that we could not breathe without their permission.
Yeah.
And so it goes. And this is, listen, when Michael came out with the gospel and said that everybody, just like the Bible says, has been freed from sin through the blood of Christ, Michael had his mentor, Norval Hayes, said that he would destroy Michael Williams. How long ago was that, Michael?
Well, let's see. I know it's been well over 15 years ago, I suppose, that that's when I found out that he had openly declared that before many different people.
So, but here we are 15 years later. You don't seem so destroyed.
No, I evidently not. You know. I'm very grateful to be where I am in life, and thankful for my health, and I get to do the number one thing that is most valuable to me in my life as far as what I do, and that is I am still sharing the gospel, and I've never quit, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I happen to click on the... it's really bizarre. I am going to share this. I had second thoughts as this came to my mind, but I am going to share it because it's all public record. But Brother Norval did do everything that he could do to discredit me and to keep people from inviting me to come. In fact, made direct calls to pastors with things that really weren't even true. You know, if I would have just been accused of what was true, would have been fine with me. But, I mean, they were coming up with things that were just so bizarre. But I know I did this, in fact, I did this first time 2 years ago, and I've gone back and checked on several occasions. And at this, and 2 years ago, and at this time, now you got to realize Norval Hayes was a speaker who frequented CBN and CBN, and spoke at the at the time the largest churches in America, and of the full gospel and charismatic ilk, and you know, with the main speaker at charismatic conferences, and I, you know, I went on his website and looked at the schedule was, and he's actually had way less speaking engagements than what I do. And I would have never dreamed that that would have ever happened. Even with my success, I would have never dreamed, in my most successful days, I would have never dreamed that I would even, in being successful, would ever have a, be scheduled as a speaker more than Norval was. In fact, to the point where that, I mean, there goes like 5 to 6 months at a time and more that there is nothing on his calendar or schedule, and I check it backward and forward, and there are ones there, but there's just not, and even the churches that he speaks at are they're just small churches that that have none of the clout that where Norval used to speak. So in his efforts to destroy me, you know, it actually happened in reverse. And I don't know how all of that happens, and I don't know why it all happens. I don't know the dynamics of it. I'm just telling you what happened.
Well, some of our spiritual brothers and sisters out there that have been redeemed by the blood of Christ are called karma. But we'll just leave it lie at that, and we're going to reiterate.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. We're going to reiterate Rory's pledge as we finish up the webcast tonight. But speaking of schedules, you are scheduled, I believe, this weekend to go to the wonderful nation of Canada, are you not?
I am, yes.
Where are you going?
I sent those dates out to you last week, and we are I'm going to be in Kelowna, B.C., and in British Columbia, in the beautiful desert of Canada. Most people don't realize that Canada has a desert. And we've got the contact numbers and everything that people can access online, and we hope that everyone in the area can come out. And so we look forward to it.
Yeah, if you are in the British Columbia area or anywhere close and you want that information, just feel free to email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com. That's webcast@gospelrevolution.com, and we will get you that information directly. That's this weekend. You start on Friday?
Yes, I start on Friday.
All right, so Friday, September 7th, 8th, and you're speaking on Sunday the 9th as well?
I am, yes.
All right, so 7th, 8th, and 9th in Kelowna, British Columbia, in Canada, for Michael Williams. If you're listening on the archive and it's getting close, just either email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com, or you can call me toll-free at 888-493-7482. That's 888-493-7482. This is night number 3 of the summer pledge drive for the Gospel Revolution. We're asking for your contributions tonight. We still got a few minutes left. And our third, we have 3 lines available right now. I'm on a line in Wisconsin. Michael's on a line in Houston. And Rory was on the 3rd line from Georgia. But now you can call us if you want to get in with a question or comment and hopefully a contribution at 1-800-436-3260. That's 1-800-436-3260. Patrick L. Jones is waiting to hear from you, and he will let us know that you are online waiting for a question or to make your contribution. We do have a contribution, Michael, coming in from Paul in the United Kingdom for $200.
Awesome, Paul.
He made the contribution from the United Kingdom. Much appreciated, Paul, as always, and really appreciate you listening and participating in the GospelRevolution.com Summer Pledge Drive. All you got to do, ladies and gentlemen, is go to GospelRevolution.com. If you're not listening live right now, if it's not September 5th, wherever you're listening on the archive. But if you will click on the GospelRevolution.com, make your contributions on the donation site, and then just let us know what you did at our email address, which is webcast@gospelrevolution.com. It will count towards that $7,500 goal. Here's an email, Michael, from Canada that asks about your meetings in Calgary coming in November.
Yes.
What's up with that?
We have the meetings in Calgary in November. I think it's the weekend of the 11th. I sent those dates off to you. Do we have those online yet?
I am not certain, but stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
But they will be online for sure. It's November, the weekend of the 11th, I'm quite sure, is the weekend that we have there.
And then the following weekend after that.
Very much forward to being back in Calgary, Alberta at the Carriage House Inn.
That's a beautiful thing.
And also with me, our other guest speaker is going to be my one and only pastor from Houston, Texas, and that's Pastor John.
John Adair's coming with you?
John Adair's coming with me. He's the
Look out, Calgary.
Speaking together. Yep.
That's a beautiful thing. John Adair, of course, is the pastor at the Freedom Worship Center in Houston, Texas, where Michael is the staff, on staff as a teacher. And you teach pretty much there every week, don't you, Michael?
Most every week, not every week. Sometimes John and I teach together. Sometimes I teach alone. Sometimes he teaches alone.
But if you're ever in the Houston area, folks, you definitely want to check that out, the Freedom Worship Center. All the information is on the GospelRevolution.com homepage. And then the weekend after Calgary, you're going to be in central Wisconsin in beautiful Marshfield, the aforementioned central Wisconsin, which is the third weekend of November, right before Thanksgiving, the weekend before Thanksgiving. And all that information will not only be on the webcast as we go down the road, but, of course, on the website as well. But you can always call the toll-free number, 888-493-7482. That's the information that will get directly to me, and we'll get you all the information. 888-493-7482. We've got about 5 minutes left on Glenn Klein Online. This is night number three of the Summer Pledge Drive for thegospelrevolution.com. With Rory's pledge, what Rory said, Michael, is that for everyone, he contributed $100 right up front,
yes.
But that for everyone that from Monday morning, this coming Monday, September 10th, at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, until Wednesday at noon Eastern Time, for every hour that they vote for Midnight Clear, every single person that votes every single hour, that they will donate $1 an hour to this effort, up to $1,000. With that $1,000, that's going to get us right near where we need to be. So
yes,
people.
And then, of course, he said that the following week, then the other $1,000, so that would put us at our goal.
Yeah. So, and folks, listen, even if you don't contribute anything to this effort, all you got to do is email us at webcast@gospelrevolution.com and say, for X amount of hours, I voted for Midnight Clear. And that will guarantee us a certain amount of money coming in, which helps us pay the bills for the next 3 months. And, Michael, I feel like during the course of this particular program, as well as over the last 3 weeks, you've articulated about as best as you can the challenges and the frustrations and the realities of what we have to face every day financially. But the bottom line is this. You and I and so many other people that are listening to the show and those that are unnamed have dedicated their lives to pursuing this message and spreading it to whomever will hear. As you said earlier, wherever Rory Napton goes, he is sharing the gospel. Wherever
Absolutely.
I go, I'm sharing the gospel, even if not by word, but by deed, because I cannot get around another human being. It doesn't make a difference how tattooed they're up,
how many piercings they have, what church they go to or don't go to, what color their skin is, what sexual orientation is, what sex they are. If you don't judge that person based on their appearance, based on their actions, you are sharing the gospel.
Yes, absolutely. That is the heart of the gospel, the cessation of all guilt and all judgment.
I can't remember the specific verse that Rory quoted earlier on in the webcast, but it was talking about being in the light.
Yes.
Do you remember, Mike?
If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
We have fellowship one with another. I just got goosebumps when I said that.
Yep.
If you are in the light, ladies and gentlemen, we have fellowship with who? With one, with another. Whether they call themselves Christians or Muslims or Jews or Hindus or Buddhists or atheists or Democrats or Republicans or libertarians or gay or straight, Michael, we have fellowship with one with another.
Absolutely.
Therefore, there is no condemnation in Christ.
Yes.
Because he has set us free from all guilt, from all judgment, from all fear, from all hate. This is the ultimate unifying message, is it not?
Yes, I believe so.
Mikey?
Yes, I do believe so. It is a
You more than wait. You more than believe it. You live it.
Oh, absolutely. I live it every day. This is truly a gospel you can live. You know, the other way around, trying to quote live the gospel is trying to achieve a morality code and an adherence to God's laws, which nobody has ever done on the face of planet Earth. You realize that we preach a gospel that people can adhere to and walk in every day.
And love.
Walk in the light as he is in the light and have fellowship one with another. This is the only gospel preached that a person can do that. You cannot walk in the light as he is in the light if you're trying to attain perfection through the law. It's just not even possible.
The gospel, the so-called gospel that you refer to, that brings condemnation and judgment and ultimately causes pastors to lash out, as Rory described earlier, that's not a gospel. Because...
No, that's for sure.
Because there's bad news in that gospel.
No, that's right.
And where there's bad news, that ain't the gospel. Because as you've said many times, if there's any bad news in a message, that's not the gospel. Because the gospel is nothing
true.
But good news.
Preach it, Brother Glenn.
Amen. Well, Mikey,
I think we have come to the end of our night.
Another end of the webcast, but
yeah.
I'm going to reiterate all the information for the beautiful humans as we say goodnight to you. And when do you leave for Canada?
I leave for Canada. My flight leaves at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Oh. We'll have a...
And Pastor John Adair is picking me up at 10:30 to take me at the airport. He provides shuttle service and everything.
Is he going this time, or is he
with
just he's just taking you to the airport?
He is taking me to the airport, yes.
See, when I went to the airport yesterday, I just had to drive myself and leave the car in short-term parking. And then
I have a pastor. You should have one.
John, if you're listening, will you be my pastor, please? All the way from Houston? All right, Mikey. Love you.
Thanks, Glenn. Love you.
Have a great time up there.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
That's Michael Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the president of thegospelrevolution.com, and this is the third and final night of the summer pledge drive as we are endeavoring to raise $7,500 to continue our ability to pay the bills over the next 3 months. if you're listening to the archive right now, all you need to do is go to gospelrevolution.com, click on donations, and do your best possible. We're looking for 20 more monthly contributors that will agree to give some money every single month to this effort. For $100 or more in a one-time gift or over the course of a year, you will receive free and postage paid the brand new CD, Dead to Sin. And for those of you, as I said earlier, that have not received CDs or DVDs that you've either ordered or contributed toward, just let us know about that. Those will be sent out to you, no questions asked. It's now all the duplicating equipment is down there in the aforementioned Houston, Texas area at the Freedom Worship Center, and that's going to be coming to you post-haste. Now, one more time, for Rory Napton and Midnight Clear, you just go on Monday morning, this coming Monday, September 10th, to CBSNews.com and click on the early show. And from 9 a.m. Monday morning until Wednesday at noon, these are Eastern times in the United States, doesn't make a difference where you are listening right now from in the world. You can vote for Midnight Clear for our guest earlier in the evening, Rory Napton and his band Midnight Clear, as they do the Battle of the Bands. And there's two more weeks after that, and we will keep you very much posted on their progress as we move forward. But no matter what you do, whether it be voting for Rory or contributing on the gospelrevolution.com website, please be in touch with us and let us know what you did so we can count it towards both goals. Our email address, one more time, is webcast@gospelrevolution.com. That's webcast@gospelrevolution.com. I want to thank Patrick L. Jones for producing and engineering and getting to the studio on time from South Florida, as he made a long trek this afternoon and evening to make this webcast possible. And until we talk next time, please stay in touch. This is Glenn Klein online. Shalom, everybody!